Good morning. This is Albert on a recorded line. Is this Miss Vanita?
This is she.
Hi, Vanita. This is Albert. And would you like to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I just want to remind you, we're speaking on a recorded line. And did you already get an attorney to assist you file a claim?
No, sir. No.
Okay.
I haven't.
Okay, thank you. And here's part two to that question, and then it'll be out of the way. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm like electronic or physical?
I haven't.
Okay, thank you. And are you filing the claim on your behalf?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you? Was that a meningioma of the brain or the spine?
The brain.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. And do you know when it was, when you got diagnosed?
It was November 9th in 2006.
Okay. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
MRI.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
It's April 16th, 1975.
Okay. And hopefully the answer is no, but do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera? Family, friends, anybody?
No, I don't.
Okay. And next is drug information. Depo-Provera, did you consume, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
I did.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And which injectable did you use? It's a Depo-Provera or the Depo sub-Q Provera or a generic form?
I said Depo-Provera.
Okay, thank you. All right. And so there was no generic version. Okay. Okay. And did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay.
I did.
And within that year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 92 and the present date?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you start using it?
We started using Depo around July 2000.
Okay. And when did you stop using it?
I stopped using it around October 2006.
Okay. Thank you. And was meningioma your the main injury caused by this?
Meningioma and infertility.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Infertility. Okay. And HIPAA question for you. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And I have a name of Vanita Dunn, V-A-N-I-T-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you have a middle name or is it just Vanita Dunn?
It's Vanita Dunn. Vanita Page.
Page
is my middle name. Yes.
P-A-I-G-E?
Correct.
Okay, that's a pretty name. I like that.
Thank you. I like it too.
Good. So P-A-I-G-E, correct?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And next, will you please provide me your social?
It's 256 7. Mm-hmm. 5-3.
9-9-5-7. Let me repeat that. I have 2-5-7-5-3-9-9-5-7. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I have an email address of dunvanita@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then I have a phone number of 470-856-5222. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And is that your mobile?
Yes, that is.
Okay. Now, may I please have your address, your home address, please?
It is 736 Whitfield Court, and that's Stockbridge, Georgia, 30281.
Okay. Is that a home? Is there a unit number or anything attached to that?
No, it's a home.
Okay. Thank you. Let me repeat that. 736 Whitfield Court, Stockbridge, Georgia. 30281?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And next, your medical diagnosing doctor. Who? What was his or her name?
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm getting an incoming call. In a second.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm bad.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so next is what I need is your diagnosing doctor name.
The doctor that diagnosed me is Dr. Joshua Weibel.
Joshua Weibel? Can you spell that?
W-E-W-E-L.
Dr. Joshua Weibel, medical doctor?
He's a neurosurgeon.
Okay. Okay, let's see what comes up. Is he based out of the Atlanta Brain and Spine Care?
He is at, Piedmont Henry Hospital.
Okay, give me one quick second. I'm looking for his information. Is he at 3020 Paces Mill Road, Southeast Atlanta, Georgia?
Hold on, let me find my address.
Okay, thank you.
It is 1133 Eagles Landing Parkway.
Eagles, plural, or just Eagle?
Eagles, with the S.
Gotcha. Eagles Landing
Parkway.
Parkway, okay.
Stockbridge, Georgia.
Is that Scottsbridge?
Stock.
Stock.
S-T-O-C-K, bridge.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Thank you.
Georgia. 302-81.
81?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have 1133 Eagles Landing Parkway, Stockbridge, Georgia, 30281.
Correct.
Okay, and can you please repeat the name of the facility, the diagnosing facility name?
Piedmont Henry Hospital.
Can you spell that, please?
P-I-E-D-M-O-N-T. Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, Hospital.
That second word, it sounded like you said Camry. Can you repeat that, please? I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Word.
It's hospital. Piedmont Henry.
Henry. Yeah, the second word. H.
E-N-R-Y.
Okay. Gotcha now. Let me go ahead and do you know the address or do is that the one you gave me at 1133, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about their phone number?
Hold on, let me find the number.
Thank you.
It is 404 350-0106.
Okay, 404-350-0106. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. All righty. One second. And Piedmont is PIEDMONT, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Beautiful. Everything matches up what you told me. I pulled Piedmont Henry on Google and everything is perfect. So thank you for that. Next, next is and I do that just to make sure I have my correct spelling as well. That's where I caught that Piedmont. I was missing something. So okay, next. Yeah, so next we have is your medical treatment. Who was your treating doctor?
The treating doctor, as far as my craniotomy, that is him.
Same
Or you
person?
mean the treatment doctor, or you mean my treatment for my oncologist? Oncology.
Yes. Yeah. Who treated you
Right here.
after you got diagnosed? Who treated you?
Okay, his name is Dr. Cyril Fan.
Zero, like CIRRO.
It's Cyril, CYRIL, Cyril.
CY.
RIL.
IL. Zero. Last name, please.
Fan.
Stan,
SP.
STN.
SPANN.
Span, SPANN. Okay. And do you recall the name of the treating facility?
It's the same hospital that I gave you.
Piedmont Henry Hospital?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. That makes it a lot easier to just do some quick copying and pasting right here. Sounds like you just got a text.
Yes, I told you my I have five kids. They keep calling and texting. Sorry.
It's okay. You don't family first always, so don't worry about that.
Definitely.
Okay. Next, pharmaceutical medical information. Who was your prescribing doctor? Who
My
who's who was the person that prescribed you the shot?
gynecologist, her name is Tamika C.
Tamika C.
SEA.
Is that a last name?
Yes.
CSCA?
No, SEA.
Let me repeat that. Sound like you said C, like Charlie, and then S, like Sam, E, like Echo, and A, like Albert.
No, take
No.
the C off. It's like a C. Like the SEA.
Oh, S just SEA. That's it. Just SEA.
Correct. Correct.
Okay, like the ocean, like the sea.
Yeah, like the ocean, the sea.
Okay. Alrighty, thank you so much. And what was the facility name there?
It's the same.
Same at Piedmont Henry Hospital?
Correct.
Okay. My next question is going to be where the pharmacy was. What pharmacy did you use? Yeah, where did you get your prescriptions filled?
I got my prescriptions from CVS.
Okay. And do you know which one it was? I could pull up the info here. See what city? CVS where?
Hold on, let me see if I can find it.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
It's been a while. Hold on, I think it was.
While you pull that up, next question is, do you have a copy of the medical records, or can you obtain those? Naturally, we'll get those from the doctors, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And while you look for that emergency contact information, do you want to share a contact, emergency contact? We usually request this in case something unfortunate happens to you. That way it ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. And so typically we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. And this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. And we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you want to share somebody with me or no?
Yes.
And do they live with you or no?
You know what? No, she does not.
Okay. Does
I
not live with you?
You know, no, she's in California. I don't, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
you don't have to share anybody if you don't want to. It's up to you.
No, I don't. I don't have anyone that
okay.
I would like to share.
Okay, so I'm just
going
to...
I'm trying to think. In 2006, 2000, I was going through this. I think I used the pharmacy at the hospital.
Okay.
At Piedmont Henry Hospital.
All right, 1 second. Let me just put this down. I'm just going to put blanks, emergency contact, no email and Gmail, emergency address, no address. Okay, so CVS, or you said the pharmacy at the hospital?
That was, I can't remember. It was, I think it was either Piedmont Henry Hospital. Yeah, let's just say Piedmont Henry Hospital.
Just put that one? Okay, Piedmont Hospital. Pharmacy. Same address, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's really convenient. That's pretty cool that you're able to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I like
both
that.
Hospitals have everything. I'm thinking it was a hospital.
And, well, if you remember different, all you got to do is when the attorneys contact you, to let them know, okay?
Okay.
Next is some medical notes, okay? Earlier I asked you, you know, what your main injury was. You mentioned meningioma and infertility. Is there anything else that you want to add that you want me to list? That these notes are your notes for the attorneys to take anything into consideration that may help your case. Is that okay, just a meningioma and infertility? Or do you want me to add anything else medical-wise?
I think that's it.
I mean, they're both already very serious, so that's enough if you feel that's enough.
Yes.
Okay, I'll just put meningioma and infertility was the cause. Sound about right? You okay with that?
Yeah, I also had side effects. You mean other side effects from the depot shot that I had? I had a lot of symptoms besides from the shot itself, but those were the two main ones.
Okay. All right, so side effects were meningioma and infertility.
I also had irregular menstrual cycles, mood swings.
Irregular menstrual cycles. And
Weight gain,
okay, weight gain.
headaches, severe headaches,
Was it migraines or just headaches?
severe headaches.
Okay. Okay, noted, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alrighty. So we've got that taken care of. Next, what I need to do is I need to do a quick quality assurance just to make sure I don't have any mistakes. That way, nothing, the contract, everything reads well. So give me a sec. Let me get my quality assurance checklist. We want to be true Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and do our work 100%. Okay.
Okay.
Law firm requirements. Number one, intake specialist confirms that the potential client doesn't have representation from an attorney. Check. Potential client or loved one was diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera as a contraceptive. Check. Intake specialist confirmed that the client used the injection for more than 1 year and that equaled four or more shots every 3 months. Check. We confirmed that the injection was the brand name Depo-Provera. Check. We confirmed that the injections were from after 1992 and on. Check. We also confirm that you want to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit. Check. And we have the retainer. We're drawing this up for Depo Rivera. I'll have to check that after I send a contract. And we're going to make sure we're spelling is correct. And your social is 257-53-9957. First name, Vanita, Vanita. Page, Paige. Done. Dunn. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, cool. And then we already reviewed your address earlier. And Dr. Joshua diagnosing, Dr. Span treating, and then Dr. Tamika C was your prescribing doctor. And you were treated at Piedmont for all of this.
Correct.
Okay. All right, let me go ahead and send this out to you now. You ever did a DocuSign before, an electronic DocuSign?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so it's really easy. Just follow the yellow boxes and you'll be able to get to it there. Okay, it'll just be a second. Did you open it?
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, awesome.
I'm completing it.
You're quick.
Oh, yeah. 5 kids you have to be.
You're like, I ain't got time for this.
Exactly.
Okay, Ms. Dunn, I see that you've completed it. Do you have any questions for me? Otherwise, what we're done on our end for now. My team will be reviewing our call and making sure there's no mistakes on there. And then assuming that we're good to go, it sounds like you and I did a good job of reviewing the information and the personal information. So we should be good. So expect a call from the attorneys, I'd say no less than 48 hours out. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, well, thank you so much, and like I said, look out for those weird, strange calls. I don't have the number to give you to where to look out from, but I believe it's a 410 area code. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well,
thank
you take care now, and I wish you the best of luck. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.